Hey everyone, welcome to the March update for the managed portfolios. My name is Daniel Chu and I'm the portfolio manager and I'm joined by Alex Kuzley. Let's kick off with something that I just read across my desk just then. It says, scarce to begin with, sober reflection gets even scarcer as bull markets progress. And this is from a portfolio manager, John Neff from Vanguard, about 20 years ago, which is quite ironic because he retired just before the mega bull market in the late 90s. But to talk about sober reflection, we've got Alex Kuzley to give us a macro update.
Cool, thanks, Dan. So yeah, March was another strong month for global equities and indeed for most regions, with global equities up about 3%. We saw interest rates fairly steady across the curve in the United States and a little bit lower in Australia. I think there's a couple of things to highlight on the macro front or what's happening with the economy. The first is that we're still seeing generally economic resilience, particularly in the United States. So data has continued to come in at least as good as expected, and in some cases better than expected. We've started to see the market pushing back a little bit more on interest rate cut expectations from the Fed. So if you remember, we came into the year with 7 rate cuts expected for this year. That's now down to just under 3 rate cuts, because the economy has been holding up quite well. And then the third thing is really actually quite historic that the Bank of Japan raised interest rates for the first time in 17 years. Inflation has been coming through a bit stronger in Japan, at least by Japanese standards, and so that's come through. We talk about cycle value and sentiment at Russell. We talk a lot about the cycle on these podcasts. I think it's just worth highlighting sentiment as well, given the strong market that we've seen. We haven't seen to date signs that the market has hit those levels of peak euphoria or into euphoria. We're starting to edge towards there, but we haven't seen that signal that the market has really got into that euphoric stage. But as we look ahead for the next month, it's pretty important month coming up. We have earnings season for the United States. We're also closely watching the oil price, which has been moving a little bit higher on the back of Middle East conflict. But I'll hand it back to you, Dan.
So on performance, if we focus on the 70% growth managed portfolio, we saw another strong quarter for returns, up 5.1, roughly approximately 5% during the quarter. That again driven by global equities, up nearly 10%. But really, the standout for the quarter was Australian listed property, up nearly 15%. A very strong environment for A-REITs in particular. If you look at the direct shares portfolio, it was up nearly 5% as well, and in line with the ASX 100. The standout stocks within the direct shares portfolio were Goodman Group, up over 30%, and WiseTech, up over 20% as well. So a very strong environment for equity markets as we saw the managed portfolios post strong performance. In terms of positioning and changes to the portfolio, within the Dynamic Real Return Core, the multi-asset growth strategy fund, also known as MAGS, we made two changes to the manager lineup. We have two new global equity managers. One of them is a European growth manager, Berenberg, and another one is a US value manager called Brandywine. And those two managers, we believe, will add to the ability to outperform the benchmark. In terms of overall asset allocation, no major changes. We continue to hold our positioning steady. We continue to believe that this is the right environment to rebalance our portfolios as markets continue to rally. And as Alex said before, we're reaching those closer to euphoric levels, but not there just yet. So in summary, holding our asset allocation steady, performance has been positive in terms of absolute performance. And I look forward to providing another more detailed quarterly update in coming weeks. So thank you very much and look forward to the quarterly update.